The city of Salmon Arm is open to supporting the Shuswap Agricultural Association, SAW, by ending its lease for the South Fairgrounds. Mayor Alan Harrison shared this during a presentation at an SAA board meeting held Thursday evening, February 6. "We did not come and ask for the return of the lease," Harrison explained in a report shared later in the meeting. "The fair board came to us with several options and that was one of them, and we want to help because there's a huge win-win in the city taking back that lease and the associated use of those grounds at no charge to the fair for their events." Following the standing room only meeting's introductory formalities, Board President Stephen DeBoer delved into business arising from a special meeting held in January, when a motion to give the board approval to negotiate its 40-year lease for the South Fairgrounds back to the city was defeated. With no discussion on the special meeting, DeBoer moved on to notifications of board resignations that would take effect at the upcoming SAW AGM in March, when new board members will be elected. Among those confirming their resignation were board past president and longtime member Phil Wright, treasurer Norm Brown and DeBoer. The board's executive director and Salmon Arm fair manager, Jim McEwen, also announced his resignation. McEwen praised the current board members and how they've put in an incredible amount of work over the years for the betterment of the community. This praise was accompanied with disappointment in the outcome of the vote on the lease, and with those who have been critical of the board. "It's like we just turned the entire town upside down. You can't give that lease back to the city," said McEwen. "What people don't realize is that decision was not an easy decision to come by. This board looks out for the best interest of the association. That's their mandate, that's what they exist for. It wasn't an easy decision, but it was the right decision, and the passion of that first group of new members that came about and said the city is not getting that back, it's a total disrespect for the time and effort put in by this board in how to best keep the board alive, how to keep the association alive." McEwen told The Observer following the January vote that it costs the board between $40,000 and $50,000 annually to maintain the South Fairgrounds, and that, "it's not a great benefit to the AG association to have that lease right now. So basically my question to the new group that is actually thinking of taking over the board is, are you planning to have a fair?" asked McEwen to the audience. The response given was, "We absolutely are planning on doing the fair." McEwen then offered advice, including getting someone on board quick so he could coach them on preparing for the fair. "I do not want it to fail. If you're going to run a fair, run it well," said McEwen. Next to report was Harrison, City Council's liaison with the board. Harrison shared a bit about his lifelong connection to the Salmon Arm Fair, before providing some historic background on the South Fairgrounds. He first noted the property has been in the city's possession since before the First World War, and that it's designated in the official community plan as park lands in perpetuity, so both the South Side and the Blackburn Park piece are considered to be one large park. Continuing, Harrison said after the construction of what is now Rogers Rink, the council of the day in 1999 intended to demolish the Memorial Arena, SASCU Indoor Memorial Sports Complex, on the North Fairgrounds. They knew that it had a short life left and that the longer they held onto it, the more it was going to cost, said Harrison. However, the building was important to the Agricultural Association, which wound up purchasing the structure and the land. "The fair agreed to operate the building, but it was a liability," said Harrison, noting several challenges with the building including an asbestos leak in 2014. In 2018, the city agreed to buy back the building and the property for $420,000. "We knew that we were taking on a liability, and when I say we, I mean all of us living in the city right now," said Harrison. In 2023, the arena was closed to the public due to structural concerns, and in September 2024, following the release of a detailed structural assessment of the facility, the city announced the 67-year-old structure would be demolished and returned to green space at an estimated cost of $1 million. Focusing again on the South Fairgrounds, Harrison shared the city did not want to see a similar situation occur with the structures there. "Our worry is if there's not an intervention of some kind, the fair board is going to go bankrupt," said Harrison. We, as a city council, are thinking if we wait 4 years down the road, we're going to have to take on another liability. We're going to have a whole bunch more old buildings, and the last one did not work out very well for the city. Speaking to prospective board members, Harrison said the work ahead won't be easy. But this city is made of volunteers and we appreciate every one of them, and if you step up and volunteer, we really appreciate that too, said Harrison. But you need to know you're stepping into some muck and there's not going to be an easy way. This is not a once-a-month job, it's an everyday job. We will do what we can, but what I can tell you is we are not forthcoming with money.